All right, this is it. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 141 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Back in the saddle, my friends, back in the bunker. It's a long ride back, 12 hours, just like it was down, just like the ride down to Myrtle Beach. And once again, my ass was destroyed. It was like a, piece of wood, I just had wood ass. But it's been, as I record this, we got back late Thursday. It's Saturday morning, so I had Friday. It reanimated itself. My ass reanimated itself. I mean, you can say what you want about my ass, and many a things have been said, but its resiliency, you know, you can't discount its resiliency. That thing will bounce right back, you know? So my ass has been reanimated. I'm sure you guys are happy to know. And everything's good. You know, it was a long, long, long drive. And it sucked, but shit, we did it, you know, we made it. And, you know, as we were driving, Tony's like, I don't know, maybe we should start flying again. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I mean, the thing about flying is you have to go to Allentown because they don't fly out of Scranton. You know, they don't fly straight to Myrtle Beach out of here. So you have to drive to Allentown, leave your car, pay for that. You have to buy tickets, the airplane tickets, and then you got to rent a car, and it costs a fortune. And you know, I mean, it doesn't. And it, but driving down there sucks. But what you have to do is just have to take long enough trip where you don't, you know, you're just willing to throw away two full days. You know, so you just schedule it long enough where, all right, 2 days are, we're just gonna have to. You know, we can just write those 2 days off. Those are the days we'll be driving. And when I return to work on Monday, I'll mention this is a prediction. All right, I'll mention that it took us 12 hours, and there will be at least one person, possibly more than one, who will go, "Not the way I drive. Take me 6." Oh, okay. 6 hours. Okay, so I was going probably an average of 65, 70. So say I was averaging 70 miles an hour for the entire day. You'd have to go, so you're going to drive 140 miles an hour to Myrtle Beach? Yeah, right. Yeah. Not the way I'd. Oh my God. So that'll happen. And, you know, that's fine. Whatever. I want to thank producer Zip for sitting in for me on episode 140. It's up. It's posted. And it's available. Check it out. It's a good episode. It's very funny. So I do appreciate that. And, you know, maybe we'll do more of that. Maybe I'll get Eugene. Eugene from the Wheeler's Dog podcast. Maybe he can sit in for me every once in a while. Or once. Or maybe one more than once. We'll see. I'll see if he's available. What else we got here? Before I get into the main topic of this thing, I wanted to mention why these vacations. See, the last time we went to Myrtle Beach, we went in early spring. It sucked. It was terrible. The weather was terrible, and we stayed at some stupid motel. I think it was a disaster. The whole thing sucked, and we came back early. We actually said, to hell with this, we're going back. You know, I can't even imagine that. October, supposedly, is the best time to go to Myrtle Beach. That's what the, quote, experts say. I don't know, I was skeptical about that, but it's perfect. The weather was fantastic. I mean, it was beautiful every day. There are a couple of days where it was a little rainy. I mean, it wasn't a washout. It wasn't like it was pouring. It's like kind of a misty, you know. But it was just like part of the day. It wasn't the whole day, you know. But other than that, it was just absolute. You couldn't ask for better weather. I mean, it's perfection. And it was crowded on the weekend when all those bikers were in town. But as soon as that ended, I mean, it was still it certainly wasn't deserted anywhere. But it was, you know, it wasn't jam-packed. There was enough people there to make it not feel weird. But it wasn't jam-packed. And the prices drop, you know, that late in the season. Perfect. So we're going to try to make that. But the thing about it is, the reason why... See, this time, last time we came back early, this time we were like, oh my God, I don't want this to end. This sucks. I don't want to go back to reality. I don't want to go back to the real world. See, that's the thing about the vacation. When it goes well, it's like you're living in some kind of fantasy world, you know, where there's no issues. There's no work drama. There's no crushing, you know, anxiety from work or, you know, the bills, you know, there's bills to be paid. The kids are driving us crazy. None of that stuff. It's all out the window. We're living in a fantasy world where we can just, if we want to go to dinner, let's fucking go to dinner. Sorry for the profanity, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to make an emphasis. Emphasis. All right. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, so the fantasy world. It's like, I don't want to go back. I mean, the fantasy world is where I want to stay, you know, because you go back to reality. Reality is bullshit, you know, reality is bullshit. The fantasy world, this cocoon of, you know, where nothing matters, where you can do whatever you want to do and there's no consequences. Within reason. All right. Anyway, so today I thought I would talk about the food side of things, and I don't know. This is a Patreon episode, but I might make it available to everyone because it's Myrtle Beach and it's this is our big trip of the year, and I want to make it available to as many people as that want to hear it. I don't know, haven't decided, but I might make it available to everybody. But today I wanted to talk about the food because the you go down on a vacation like this, it's all there's food, there's beer, and then there's the stuff that you do, you know, not necessarily in that order. You might put beer at the top. No, you know what I'm saying. But today I thought I'd just talk about the food that we had, the places we went to eat, and give you a little my quickie review of each of these meals. So that's what we're gonna do. And hang on a second. Whoa. All right, never mind. Thought I had an issue here. So we stayed at this place where we paid in a little extra every day, and we got a quote free breakfast. Well, obviously, if we paid extra, it wasn't free, but breakfast was included. Yeah, this restaurant down there, and you know, in the previous times that we stayed there, it's like a buffet where you just go up and get as much as you want and you sit down, you know, you sit in the restaurant. Of course, the COVID, the virus, it's like screwed that all up. But they still, you know, you can still go down there and you go in there and they serve it to you. You just say, the woman's like, what do you want? Sometimes very nice and sometimes less than. Not as nice, you know. She's like, "Well, what are you gonna have, you know?" Or, "What are you gonna have this morning, darling?" You know, that kind of shit. You know. But anyway, so we went there every morning because we were paying for it, and it's a good way to start the day. And I get scrambled eggs, bacon, those fried apples. I really one of those things, apples. You know, those hot apples. I don't know what they're called, and. Hash browns and a biscuit, and then cup of coffee. So then you're not allowed to sit in the. So you go up there and they put it in the container for you, and then you're not. You have to get out. You have to skedaddle, as they say. You have to get out of there. You can't eat in there. COVID, far too dangerous. So we did that every day, and we went out and sat by the out by the pool. There's a big pool, and then there's a whole bunch of hot, what do you call those things? those hot boxes. No, what are they called? Yeah, you know, those spas. God, you know what I'm saying. And there's a lazy river that runs through there. So we go out there on the patio and have breakfast. And then the sea kitties come up and start begging for food. And there's signs everywhere that says, don't feed the sea kitties. No, that's not what they call them. That's what I call them. There's like these cats that are just live on the grounds. I think there's like seven of them I counted. They're just stray cats, you know. And, you know, they come out of the bushes, you know. They just like emerge from the bushes. And then they're begging for food. Anyway, so that's what we do. That was how we started every day. The food was decent. You know, it's what you'd expect. It wasn't bad at all. You know, that's how we started every day. So that was pretty good. I mean, I recommend it. And I don't really eat breakfast in the real world. This is like the parallel universe that I'm talking about, where I go down and start the day with a good breakfast. And you know, I don't do that normally. So that's how we did it, started every day. All right, so now I'm going to power through all these restaurants we went to. First day we went to this place called, well, not the first day, the first full day, you know, after we slept and after my ass bounced back because of its resiliency, we went to this place called River City Cafe. It's one of our favorite places. It's just hamburgers, you know, it's just like a hamburger joint, but it's right on the ocean. Fantastic. I mean, the views are fantastic. The place is cool. And the burgers are solid. I mean, really good. So we it's one of our favorites. So we went there, and I said, "You have any Dr. Pepper?" And they said, "We have Mr. Pibb." I said, "What the? What is this, 1974? All right. But I went with it. Not very good, as it turns out. But anyway, the burger was solid, and that's where we went. The memorable thing about that is couple things. When we walked up there and we had to put our name on the list, there was a short wait. There was this guy that was in front of us, and he looked like one of the bikers. You know, he was dressed like a biker. The bikers were still in town at this point, and the guy was taking, you know, the greeter, whatever you want to call him, the host. He goes, "Sir, do you have a mask?" And the guy goes, "I don't wear masks." The guy's like, "All right. Anyway, how many's in your party?" The guy's like totally intimidated. He goes, "I don't wear a mask." So, like, all right. Well, how many's in your party? So he didn't push back on that. Also, they seated us outside. We were sitting out on this patio or balcony type thing. It was up on the second floor, and these people were sitting near us, and we could hear everything they said. And there were four of them, two couples, and two out of four ordered. You ready for this? Have you ever heard of such a thing? This blew my mind. I've never heard of such a thing. Two out of four ordered a sandwich. They ordered a grouper Reuben. A grouper Reuben. Like, isn't a Reuben, doesn't it have a sauerkraut on it? It's like fish with sauerkraut. That sounds disgusting. Almost, ugh. I mean, a grouper Reuben. Two of them. Two out of four ordered it. I couldn't stop talking about that shit. You know, what in the hell? That is just, I mean, I can't imagine fish, sauerkraut, and whatever that stuff is. Thousand Island dressing, right? That's what's on a Reuben, right? I don't know, man. Whatever. But we got the burgers. The burgers were kicking. Always good. Always good to go there. River City Cafe. Highly recommended. And then, let's see, next. I don't want days these happened. I just wrote them down in my notebook in order. I don't know if these were the same day or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Next place we had dinner or had a meal out was this place called Nacho Hippo. I think they're actually associated with River City Cafe. I think they're owned by the same group. Nacho Hippo. It's a kind of a Tex-Mex type place. And so we went in there, and we've been there before as well. And it's one of these places, I mean, I think that you can order well, they have all kinds of shit. But one of the main part of their menu is your own nachos, your own serving of nachos. And you can have, there's like thousands of things you can put on them. And they have these, all these different ones, and where you can make your own, you know. So that's what they're, that's their whole concept. The place is cool. It's fun. It's a good place. So I ordered something. I don't know, one of their pre-made, something off their, pre-existing list. I didn't do the build your own. And it was good. But the only thing about that place is they have a terrible beer list. Their list sucks. It's not good. I mean, somebody needs to go in there and straighten that shit out because their beer list sucks. I mean, it's just like, what is this? I mean, it's like, is this 1984? I mean, what is this stuff? Is so, so lame. I mean, there's no craft beers on there. She said, she goes, we have, I don't know what she said it was. It was something. She said it was an IPA. All right, so she brings it out and it's dark. It looks like a lager, you know. Like, this is not an IPA. You know, I can tell just by looking at it. And it tasted like Yingling Lager, which there's nothing wrong with that. But that was the best thing they had on their list. And it wasn't even what she said it was, you know. Whatever. You know, whatever. So then there's also worth noting, there was some guy in there singing. It was like live. It was like he was performing live, singing through amplifiers. And it was so freaking loud. And it was just a guy up there with a guitar. But he was singing all this, you know, classic rock stuff. He sang Hey Jude at one point. He sang Maggie May, you know, stuff like that. And I think he sang like a Creedence song. Can't remember which one. And, you know, it's fine. He wasn't bad, but God, it was too loud. You couldn't even talk because this guy's like bellowing into a microphone. And I was like, nobody wants this. Nobody. I mean, it's like, nobody wants this. If you go to some place to see music, you know, then you know what you're getting into. Nobody wants to go to dinner and there's some guy up there singing Maggie May through an amplification device to the point where you can't even talk to the person across the table from you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Whatever. But the food was good. I mean, it was nachos. You can't go wrong with nachos. And they got all kinds. They got millions of different, you know, versions. And if you don't like the versions they got listed on there, just make your own, baby. That's what they do at Nacho Hippo. I think Tony got some. I don't know what she got. She didn't get the nachos. She got something else. But we like it. It's good. It's a good, relatively inexpensive and good, funky little place. And then, similar, Taco Mundo. The next day, I think we were at this place called Barefoot Landing. It's this big shopping complex, and we went to this Taco Mundo. Right, it's a Mexican place, and it was they had outdoor seating on the water. It wasn't the ocean. It was like, I don't know what it was. It was like a lake or something. But anyway. So we're outside, and so the woman who greeted us at the door, she goes, "You guys from here? Are you guys local?" We're like, "No, we're from Pennsylvania." She goes, "Oh yeah, what whereabouts?" I said, "Scranton area." She goes, "That's where I'm from." It's like, what the? She goes, "I grew up on right off Kaiser Avenue in Scranton." I said, "Really?" I said, "How long you been here?" She goes, 30 years." She goes, "But my entire family's still back there, you know." So that's weird, you run into people. And then the girl who took us to our table, she asked us the same question. "You guys local?" And we're like, "Yeah, no. I mean, no. We're from Pennsylvania." She goes, "I'm from San Diego. I grew up in San Diego. I moved here. Our family moved here when I was 13. It's like, that's crazy. I said, "You like it?" She goes, "Oh, I love it. Love it. Greatest thing that ever happened." I said, "All right, cool." She goes, "Y'all have a good lunch." It's like, all right, taking on the... She was like, she said it was 10 years ago. She said we moved here when I was 13, 10 years ago. So she was 23. She's already taken on the whole local way of speaking. Y'all have a good lunch. Said, thank you. So we're sitting outside. It's beautiful. Great place. And the waiter, I don't know what his problem was. Didn't like him. And he was rubbing me the wrong way. And he just walks up to us and just stands there. I'm like, are you going to say something? Like, you know, I'm whatever. I'm going to be helping. I'm going to be taking care of you today or whatever. He just walks over and stands there. It's like, already I'm pissed at this guy. You know, what is this weirdo? What kind of freak? You know, so he was awful. You know, I mean, he brought us our food, and I guess he kept our sweet tea filled, but I didn't like this guy. He's rubbing me the wrong way. And Tony's like, I don't know. She goes, I think there might be something wrong with him. I said, that's not, you know, that shouldn't be our problem. You know, I mean, what are they hiring people that have like mental defects as a waiter, you know? I said, that's not, it's like, he's a weirdo, you know? Is that harsh? But that's the way I viewed it. Anyway, the guy rubbed me the wrong way the entire time. The food was good. They put this green, I don't know what it was, some kind of green sauce on the tacos. And I don't know. It was supposed to be a cilantro lime something or other. Real thick, you know. And I don't know. I could have gone for a little less of that. We had the queso and the chips, excellent, fantastic. The tacos were good. Could have gone for a little less of that green sauce, whatever that shit is. Everybody goes heavy-handed with the whatever, any kind of spreads or anything. Everybody goes way, way too heavy-handed, in my opinion, and they went heavy-handed there. Overall, we enjoyed it. It was a good play. It was a good lunch. And, you know, I would recommend the Taco Mundo. Just hope you get a different waiter than we got. This guy rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know. He was odd. You know, something was off. Something was askew about this guy. And, whatever. So then what else? What's next list on my list? Oh, we went to this place called Drunken Jack's out on Merle's Inlet. That's right, Merle's. Tony tries to pronounce it like the way it's spelled, murals or something. I said, that's not the way the locals pronounce it. It's Merle's. She's like, I'm not saying it that way. It sounds stupid. I said, all right, well, that's what it's called. So you can stick out like a sore thumb. So we went out there. I think I talked about this on the last one. This place called Drunken Jack's. And it was, it's like this famous seafood place. I don't really like seafood all that much. But, you know, Tony does. So we went and, you know, there was all these goats. There's this island. Like, we were sitting by the window. There's a, because it's kind of cold that day. It was one of the 2 days it was kind of cold. There's this island out there in the water. And there were a shitload of goats on it with dog collars. Like, what the hell's that? I asked the guy, I said, what is the story with that? He goes, yeah, they live out there. The guy was like, he was being very protective of their privacy or something. Like, he wouldn't really tell me. I said, yeah, but how do they get... Yeah, they live out there, the goats. It's like, I don't know about this weird... So there's goats out there. And then we're sitting there. We placed our order. I ordered something called triggerfish. It said it's their version of, what do you call it, fish and chips. Triggerfish. Like, what the hell is that? I've never heard of that in my life. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about triggerfish. Said it's a mild white fish. It's their version of a fish and chips. I said, all right, well, I told Tony, I said, that's probably going to trigger like an explosive bowel movement. Like, it's going to trigger something, all right? It's going to trigger my ass. She was like, come on, knock it off. All right, so anyway, we're sitting in there. We ordered our food. The waiter was cool. You know, I was making jokes. I was trying to get some information with him about the goats, but he was very, very sketchy. Playing it close to the vest with the goats. And there's this weird noise in there. I'm like, what the shit is that? Tony's like, I don't know what is that? I said, oh, things like, I don't know, it sounds like some kind of hollow, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't know how to describe it. So we're sitting there. I said, I'm going to go find out what the hell that is. So none of our food has been delivered to the table yet. Maybe they brought out that thing of hush puppies. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. So I go out and explore, and I walk around this big restaurant to find out what that noise is. And you never believe it. There were these three teenage boys. I don't know what the hell's going on, but they're watching some kind of video. They have like an iPad or something, and they're trying to do that cup stacking thing. You know that thing where you stack a bunch of cups in a specific... So there's somebody stacking cups on the video, like on the iPad or whatever, and they're trying to do the same thing. Things going clunk, 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 you know? Like, what the hell is this? There's goats. There's cup stacking. What kind of weirdness? So anyway, the food was good. The food was excellent, by the way. I mean, I'm talking excellent, right? The sweet tea was perfect. You know, when Northerners try to do a sweet tea, they go way overboard with the sweet, you know? You go to McDonald's and get that sweet tea. That's, you know, it's all right, but it's way too sweet. And if you go to any Northern, often it's like, do you have sweet tea? And it comes and it's like, it's got, what do you call it? Like raspberry or something. That's not sweet. No, you know, don't try to pass that shit off. Right. So this was perfect the way they do it down there. And they did the thing that I love is they bring you two glasses of sweet tea, right? And then they bring a pitcher full of sweet tea so you can just pour your own refills. That's something that's pretty common down south, and I love it. That's the way, man, that should just be practiced everywhere, you know? Because you can just, like, when you run out, you just, like, fill her back up, baby, you know? And that's just the way. And the food was fantastic. I don't know what that trigger fish is, but that shit was good. It tasted really good, and the tartar sauce was good, and everything about it. The coleslaw was good. The hush puppies were awesome. You know, there's goats outside wearing dog collars. There's cup stacking going on in there. We're in Merle's Inlet. Well, I mean, how could it be any better, right? All right, next on my list. Man, I'm gonna go way over on this. Cracker Barrel. So we ate all this fried shit. Tony's like, I want a salad. I said, that sounds good. Let's go somewhere where the dinner salad. She goes, where would that be? I said, I don't know. I mean, Cracker Barrel has great dinner salads. Wrong. We went to a Cracker Barrel. I mean, we don't usually go to like chain restaurants when we're traveling. But all we wanted was like a big dinner salad, and they usually have those. And I don't know, ever since the COVID, they redid their menu. They didn't have any. And the guy there, the waiter, very reminiscent of the other guy at Taco Mundo. Might have been his brother. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on. Very strange dude. I said, what's the story with no salads? I said, what is going on? He goes, well, we have side salads. I said, no, I want like a chef salad, like a dinner salad. He goes, well, you know, we still sell the chef salad. I said, where is it on the menu? He goes, well, I don't know if it's on the menu. I said, what the hell's that? He goes, do you want a chef salad? I said, yeah. I said, so he goes, all right. He goes, I can, you know, we can hook you up. So the thing's not on the menu. I mean, it was like some cobbled together. Both of us got it. And it was like some cobbled together thing, some version of a salad, of a chef salad. I don't know. I think they were just like trying to recreate a chef salad in the back with whatever they had lying around. It was all right, but weird. Plus, they don't have Thousand Island. Like, that's, you know, I like the Thousand Island. You know, they always had that. Now they're like, we don't have that anymore. It's like, what do you have to offer? He goes, balsamic. I'm like, I don't eat hair tonic on my salad. And then it was like, honey mustard and ranch, I think. I said, I don't like any of that. I said, I guess I'll have to go with the honey mustard. I said, but put it on the side. Don't put it on the salad itself because you guys are too heavy-handed. Way too heavy-handed, right? So anyway, disappointing. It took a long time. The guy was a weirdo, too. I think he was related to that other guy. That was a mistake, you know. Well, we did get the salads, and they put chicken on them. I don't know. That's not a... It's like big slices of chicken, like cut-up chicken, which is fine. It's not a chef salad. I don't know what the hell. Whatever. That was a mistake. The next day, we went to this place called Peach's Corner. It's this little hot dog stand right in downtown Myrtle Beach. The place has been there all my life. In fact, it's been there since 1937. We went in there, got a foot-long hot dog. We got cheese fries. Tony got a regular hot dog. And some Dr. Pepper. And it was fan-flappin-tastic. When we walked through the door, the woman goes, "Masks! Masks!" That's all she said. I'm like, oh, sorry. So then so we put our masks on. Then we walk 5 feet to the counter. We sat at the counter. It's like a diner-type place. And she goes, "All right, you can take your mask off now." She goes, "We're just required. You just have to wear them when you walk through the door." It's like the door that's like 4 feet there over there on the left. Yeah. So anyway, she was cool, you know. But anyway, so that was good. Cost an enormous amount. It was like we had two hot. I had a foot long. Tony had a regular. We had two drinks and shared cheese fries. Something like $27 or something. It's like really expensive, but it's right in the down. It's in the heart of it, baby. Classic place, Peach's Corner. You know, you got to go there. It's one of those places you got to go. Let's see. Next on the list, Grumpy Monk. The Grumpy Monk. They have all that. The reason we went there is they supposedly have one of the biggest beer lists in the area. It was good. They had a lot of pumpkin shit, which is, I don't know, it almost makes me angry. You know, it seemed like a third of their beer list was pumpkin shit. Or, as some people call it, punkin'. No good. I don't like, you know, that's bullshit. That's novelty crap. I don't go in for the novelties. They also had a bunch of, cider and shit. I mean, give me. I thought you guys had a beer list. They did have a lot of IPAs, but they were all like 8-9% alcohol. It's way too much. I got to drive back to the hotel. But we found a couple things on there. We had two beers each, and we had burgers, and we had salads. I got a salad with. I said, "You guys have Thousand Island?" He goes, "Yes, we do." I said, "All right, Thousand Island on the side. That's what I'll have." So we had a burger, like a cheeseburger, and a salad. You could choose fries. Getting a little bogged down on the fried food at this point. I said, "I'll have the side salad and I'll have the burger." And they said, "No, we had those two beers each." And the thing about the Thousand Island in this place, it was spicy. Have you ever had that? It was Thousand Island dressing. It's like hot. It's like, what the? I have never in my life experienced hot salad, like spicy salad dressing. It was really weird. But the burgers were good. It was solid. Very expensive. By far the most expensive meal that we had while we were out, while we were on vacation. It was good, but it was hamburgers. You know, I don't know. It's like real. I guess it was the beers that ran the tab up. But it was good. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't put it at the top of the list. But it was fine. If the price was a little bit less, I would say, yeah, that's a good place to go. But very expensive. But, Grumpy Monk. Or Grumpy Monks, or I don't know. And then the next day, Big Mike's Soul Food. Yeah. That is a fantastic place. It's one of our must visit restaurants in Myrtle Beach. It is literally just a cinder block building, nondescript. And you just go in there, you order your meat, your three sides, and you get the sweet tea, and it's fantastic. I mean, you talk about stripped down. I mean, this place is just, I mean, they have some seating in there, and a lot of people were just buying stuff through a window and taking it home. Some people were eating in their cars. It's like picnic tables and shit. It's very, very, very stripped down affair. We ate in there. We ate inside the restaurant. And it was good. Man, everything they serve in there is really good. There was this restaurant in Atlanta that near where I worked, where we worked. And it was a soul food restaurant. And it was called The Beautiful Restaurant. Strange name, but it was called The Beautiful Restaurant. And it was soul food, like that stuff. Like, you know, fried chicken and pork chops and you know, that kind of stuff. And all these, like, colored greens and all this great stuff. I love all that stuff. So anyway, it reminds me of that. But every time we go to Myrtle Beach, we have to have lunch at Big Mike's Soul Food. Highly recommended. You gotta go there. The food's excellent. It's not very expensive. The people are friendly in there. It looks kind of scary from the outside. It's one of those places my parents would never go. They'd be like, no way. I don't know what the hell that is, but count me out, you know. You go in there, it's kicking. The food is kicking. Everybody's super friendly. 100% highest recommendation on Big Mike's Soul Food. Then we went to this place called Independence Republic Brewing. We thought it was a brew pub where they make their own beer because it's called Independence Republic Brewing. They don't make their own beer. It's just an outdoor. It's like an outdoor place. Like the bar is underneath this, you know, open front, like lean-to. And then there's like all these picnic tables along this river or something. I mean, it was fine. It's a funky little place. I have no issue with that. But they don't make their own beer. And worse, the beer that they serve, it's no good, you know? It's not the list. Like that Nacho Hippo is not good. They don't have the right stuff. You know, nobody wants to go to a place like that and have like a Miller Lite and shit like that. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, it's called brewing. I mean, they're supposed to, they it's like, okay, when you see the name of this place, you think it's going to be all about the beer, right? The beer is like terrible. I mean, the beer list is very short. It's an abbreviated list, and everything on it's not good, you know? It's like, let's just have one and go. There's this thing called Sweetwater. It's some local, I think it's South Carolina beer, maybe North Carolina, I don't know. That stuff is suck, you know? I don't know. I'm not a fan, all right? They have an IPA, so they had Sweetwater IPA. That's what we got. So let's just get one and get the hell out of here. So we sat out on a picnic table looking at the river, and it was fine, you know. It was a nice evening and everything. And we're going to eat there. We're going to have dinner there. And it's like, this place is no good. This is not what we wanted. So we had that Sweetwater IPA. That's a grade C. That's no good, you know. Maybe I'm a snob, but no. So we had those, and we left. And we're like, now what are we going to do for dinner? I said, let's go back to the River City Cafe. I said, I don't want to start repeating ourselves, but we're getting near the end of this trip. Let's go back to the River City Cafe. She goes, that sounds like a good idea. So we went back over there, and it was packed. I mean, packed to the hilt. And that was the only time, although at the beginning of the trip, when all those bikers were there, we'd get on the elevator. There'd be so many people packed on that elevator. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to get the coronavirus, you know. And but then the other time, that River City Cafe, a place was packed out. We sat inside this time. Place was crowded. I mean, people were just in there, shoulder to shoulder. And I was like, feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know. I'm going to get the virus. I'm going to get the Rona up in here. But I don't know. It's been a few days. I feel fine so far. I don't know how long it takes to eat. I don't know the incubation period. But anyway, the food was good. I don't know. It took a long time to get it, but it was good as usual. Place is highly recommended. We got a beer there. It was like Huger Street or something. IPA, it was good. They don't have any draft. It's all cans and bottles. And this time I went with a bacon cheeseburger. Fantastic. I mean, you can't go wrong. River City Cafe, you know, you can't go wrong. So, and then, the last day, we went to lunch at this place called the Sea Captain's House. It's been there since, I don't know, it was like 100 years. Right on the ocean. It's kind of a high-end seafood place. You know what I got? I got a club sandwich. No, actually, I didn't. I was thinking about getting the club sandwich. I got this chicken sandwich. It was literally a chicken breast, fried chicken breast on a bun, you know, with lettuce and tomato. It was like, I couldn't even, like, have to detach my jaw to eat this thing. It was, like, so tall. Tony got seafood. Not a big, so we went there, and, I mean, it's like a cool place. It's a historic place, famous place, Sea Captain's House. It's right on the ocean. I mean, you're looking straight out at the beach. And it was good. I mean, that was good, I guess. And, you know, we had that. Tony liked everything. They bring those hush puppies out. They were actually better than that place that the Drunken Jacks or whatever. What is it? That Merle's Inlet. Anyway, everything was good, I guess. It wasn't that great, to tell you the truth. Tony enjoyed her. She got seafood. You can't go to a place. It's like getting a fettuccine Alfredo at a Mexican restaurant or something. the way I was ordering in there. So anyway, that's fine. Whatever. You know, Tony likes it. I'm there. I'm there to lend moral support. And then after we ate, we did the traditional key lime pie. Oh yeah, that shit is fantastic. We got we just shared a slice of it, you know. Very good. I mean, that's like one of their, you know, every time we go to Myrtle Beach, we go to Big Mike's, we go to River City Cafe, and we go to the Sea Captain's House, and we finish with their key lime pie. So these are some of the traditions. It was kick-ass, you know. Key lime pie, it's a southern delicacy. Excellent. Fantastic. And then the last night we were there, we were like, I was telling Tony, I said, I'm tired. I said, why don't we just order pizza? She goes, I'm down with that. So I ordered a pizza from this place called Hungry Howie's. Ordered it. It feels like the guy delivered it. It feels like 5 minutes later. Guy's like knocking on our hotel door. It's like, I don't know. Is this place supposed to be high security or something? This guy comes up the elevator, 16th floor, knocking on our door. Oh, whatever. So that thing was good. God. It's like unbelievably good. It's like some kind of butter crust thing. We just got pepperoni. It was great. It was the last night. I was like, oh my God, we're going to have to go back to reality after this. This sucks. This sucks so bad. Last time we went home early. So anyway, I'm way over on this thing. The next morning we got up. We drove back 12 hours. I had a phantom ass syndrome. And now it brings us up to today. So at some point I might tell you about the beers that we bought and drank. We brought a shitload of beer back. There's this place called Total Wine or something. Total Wine and Spirits or something. Holy mackerel. That place is like a wonderland. You know, you always hear these things about, wonder what would happen if you take somebody that's lived in the jungles, the deepest jungles of Africa, took them to an IMAX theater and showed them some big Hollywood production, their brains would probably short circuit. That's the way I felt when I was walking around this place. The beer selection was like so massive. I mean, they had everything. They had everything I've heard of and thousands of things I've never heard of. It just went on and on and on. Just incredible. So we bought a shitload of stuff. We filled the trunk up. You know, we brought a bunch of stuff back. So we're set for a while. Well, at least for a couple weeks. You know, no. It'll hold us for a while. Man, that place is fantastic. When I was walking in the door of that place, we were listening to the radio, and they said, this just in, We just found out that Eddie Van Halen passed away. I was like, oh my God. Tony's like, eh. She goes, eh. This one's not hitting me like some of the other ones. Like Prince and Tom Petty. Those hit me a little bit harder than this one. I said, are you kidding me? Eddie Van Halen. You know, Van Halen is one of the best. You know, one of my favorites. So anyway, that's what I remember. Because we were right when we were getting out of the car to go into this Total Wine place, Eddie Van Halen passed away. So anyway. All right, that brings us up to date. Hope you enjoyed that. That's our eating adventure. That's one of the three main things you do on vacation. At least we do. Eating, drinking, and, you know, whatever you do there. You know, the stuff you do there. Those are the three things. So, anyway, I'll make a list of all the beers that we bought and drank. Probably put that at the website. All right. Well, so you guys have yourselves a great, great day. Thanks for listening. I'll see you very soon. Have a good one. Bye. Say what you want about my ass.